Welcome to Neighborhood Church. To find out more about who we are and to support the work that we're doing, go to neighborhood.love. Have a good and beautiful day, friends.
All right, I already said good morning, so you're not getting it twice on me today. Shoot. All right, good morning. You get it three times today. So we are continuing our message, our series on unlikely saints. Chris has done two services, I believe. But a recap of unlikely saints, or more so my perspective, I guess, on my definition of unlikely saints and why we're continuing this, why it's important, is looking at people, whether historical, living, non-living, fictional even, could be anybody or anything, maybe, that inspires you to be better in any way. I think that's kind of the theme, kind of the cool take on this, whether it be within your health, in your decisions, in your relationships, and your achievements, things that you want to do, your goals. So I will be continuing that. But before I do that, I'll say a little bit of who I am. I'm not around a lot, so if you don't recognize me, don't worry about it. So my name is Mike Valdez. I have been doing this church stuff with Chris for about 20 years now. And so he's a longtime friend of mine. So he has me come and speak a couple times throughout the year. Sometimes I'll even show up to service and say hi to some of you. My background is extensively within Christianity, or exclusively within Christianity, from the time I was born. And then some time of deconstruction, reconstruction. That's where my theology comes from. And you'll probably get a piece of what that is today. And then as far as me, I'm a Minnesota local native. I've been in Duluth for 20 years now. My background, when I come and speak, is heavily influenced by psychology background, behavioral health. Been working in behavioral health for 20 years. And so that's kind of my take, is a lot. And then a lot of experience in specifically racial inclusivity, but that branches off into a lot of other inclusivity, have done a lot of work in that area. So that's the flavor that I come from. And so buckle up. We're going to get going here, I guess. So my saint is, I was kind of made to pick an unlikely saint. So when I thought of the most unlikely saint possible, I thought of this person. And I'm not going to name who they are right away. I'm just going to describe my saint to you. And that's where we'll begin. So my unlikely saint, the person that I chose as my saint today, is somebody that inspires me in every way, like we talked about. But this person I chose not because they are have this status, or they are some that they're known for their accomplishments or their achievements or even their great deeds. I chose this person for actually kind of the opposite, that they are just like an everyday average person like all of us. I chose this person not because they are flawless, but because they are flawed. They have made many mistakes in their life. This person has not always made the right choice. This person hasn't even always been a nice or a great person. This person has been mean to others. They've been mean to themselves. But this person has also been really good to others and really good to themselves. This person has taught me the value of making mistakes. This person has taught me the value of taking accountability, of being vulnerable with other people. And that's what I love about this specific saint that I picked today, is that they are not perfect, but they are imperfectly perfect. That they have taught me all these values, that I can be a normal person, that I can go on about life and make my mistakes and also have my achievements, but still be perfect and still be great. So my saint is myself. That's who I chose for my saint today. And not out of any sort of like vain ambition to be the greatest person of all time. I leave that for Chris. But for myself, I'm not taking that one on. It looks exhausting. So, and the reason I pick myself is because when I am thinking about unlikely saints, that's exactly the most unlikely person on a regular basis that I think about is a hero or an inspiring person to myself. And I think that I'm probably not the only one in this room that feels that. I think that for myself, I spend a lot of time, or somebody that struggles with deep depression at times, or it's just honestly living in the culture that we live in today. I think it's spend a lot of time, not I think, I do. I do spend a lot of time focusing on others' greatness, where other people are and how I don't measure up to that and where I can measure up to that. And what I do is the opposite, which is interesting. It's like if I'm looking at somebody else and everything that they're doing, I immediately just say, well, I'm not doing that. And then I go to all the things that I'm not doing instead of being like, well, wait, they can be great and I can also be great. They can be bad and I can also be bad. So that is why I chose myself to make a statement, to make a point for myself and all of us to kind of look inward and say, hey, where are we our own saint? Where are we going to take some time and reflect on our own self and say, hey, no, I actually, instead of spending all this time putting myself down, which I spend a lot of time doing, criticizing myself, like I said, looking up to other people, but I wanted to take time and say, no, like, I have done awesome things. I know I have inspired others. I would like to take this time to sit and reflect. So that's going to be a big word for today, a big take home. It is the idea of reflection, reflecting upon ourselves and not in a negative way. So let's change that from reflect to positive reflection. We do enough negative reflection. It's just what we do. And so today is the idea of positive reflection. So for myself, I think I have been somebody that has been there for myself more than anybody. I have been the person that has been there to pick myself up when things are really difficult, when it seems like the world is against me. There's been times where there's nobody left to encourage myself or get myself to even wake up in the morning or go to work other than myself. And we take that for granted. I take that for granted in that it's like I don't even think about that I did that. I just woke up and I said, well, that's just what people do. It's like, hold on, stop. You made a choice. You picked yourself up. You decided to move forward. That was a choice. That wasn't just something that you do. And so as I'm going on today, I want us to kind of be thinking of that theme in our head is all the things that we do, I think especially in northern Minnesota, Minnesota nice culture, it's so easy to just brush that off and say, oh, it's no big deal. That's just what people do. But it's not. I mean, a lot of people make decisions the opposite of that. We do it frequently, right? So it's not every day we decide to pick ourselves up. Some days I don't. Some days I do lay in bed all day. Some days I do say the wrong thing. Some days I do choose that. But I'm looking at the times that I decide to choose the opposite. I have inspired myself through really hard times. I've accomplished a lot that I never thought I could when I was young and struggled with severe ADHD. I never thought that I could graduate high school, that I could graduate college, that I would ever get a job. These are things I just did not believe about myself. And now I look at where I'm at today. I'm like, oh, like, wow, this is incredible. All the things that I've accomplished. And I look at even the smallest things. Like I can tie my shoes. Actually, I can't. These shoes aren't even tied. So that's a bad example. What can I do? I put on a shirt and I showered today. Wow, that's a great accomplishment. I mean, and that's a silly one, but all the way up to things that I've done, like I learned and I inspired myself to rebuild a motorcycle. I have no experience in that. Nobody ever taught me. I just learned, right? These are things that I reflect on that are like, these are really cool things about myself that I inspire myself to continue on to do. So although I am my own saint, I'm not going to spend much more time talking about myself. I want to flip it around And I want to talk about you folks, because each and every one of you can be and should be your own saint in your own way. And so the challenge today is doing something that I did, which was really hard and kind of awkward, but at the end it was really satisfying, was sitting and making this list that I was just talking to you about. Those were things that I didn't come up with off the top of my head. I had to sit down and think about those things that I like about myself. So that's the challenge. Sometime this week, sit down and write out why you're your own saint, where you inspire yourself, what's cool about you. Whether it be the idea that, let's say, I meet you on the street, or you meet yourself on the street, and something that you would want to tell all your friends, like, hey, I met this person today, hear all the interesting things about that person, right? So, I don't know, I named some of this stuff for me, but think about small things. When's the last time that, like, that example of when you got up one morning and you really didn't want to, when you just wanted to call it in for the day, but you got up? When is there a time where you chose love over hate? When you were super upset at somebody, but you just centered yourself and said, you know what, I'm going to let this go. I'm going to choose love in this situation. When's the last time that your friend was bragging about their sports team, that they're the greatest team ever, and you just agreed with them, even though that they'd never won a championship, Vikings, ever in, like, their history? You know, when did you just let that go and not rub that in their face? When's the last time that you accomplished a goal, even something so small as making a piece of art that you've always wanted to, or reading a book, completing a book? That's a huge one for me. Finishing a book, holy buckets, that takes a lot of brain power to keep, like, do people normally, like, on a regular basis keep focus and, like, finish books? That's nuts. That's so hard to do. When's the last time you walked away from a poor, healthy choice that you were making in your life? When's the last time you walked away from a relationship that wasn't healthy, a friendship that wasn't healthy? Or when's the last time that you chose something the opposite of that? You chose something that was healthy. These are all things that you can look in and make this list, things that are cool about yourself. What are the things that you like to do? What are your hobbies? These are things that are specific to you that make you really cool. What are you good at? Are you good at talking, like me? That's the only one of my qualities. Are you good at reading stories to others? Are you good at gardening? Are you good at, you name it, the things that you're good at? Looking at yourself and inspiring yourself. What is cool about me? When did you last fail, but you decided to keep on? Like, when did you fall flat and it was embarrassing, but you said, you know what, I'm going to keep going? So, to me, I am my own saint, but I also, in that regard, all of you are my saint as well. So it's not just me. But I think every day, the people that I interact with, myself included, can be our saints. And we can draw that sort of motivation and that inspiration to move forward in many ways. I think about people that maybe not even necessarily my friend, but folks that I see here that I take little thoughts of, like, hey, I really like what that person's doing. I want to try that out. That's really cool that that person does that one thing. So you guys are my saints. If you're struggling with this list, here are some things that I think of when I look at my friends, my family, maybe even folks in this room. Here's when you are a saint. You are a saint when you start a business of your own, when you came from absolutely nothing, when you had no help. You're a saint when you dug into the deepest parts of your fantasy brain and you decided to start writing a book because you love fantasy and you love creativity. You are a saint when you face addiction in the face and you beat it. You're a saint when you wake up every day choosing to fight that addiction and to say no to that. You're a saint when you inspire others to do the same, when you show up with a smile and laugh despite suffering from pretty severe mental health or even just mental health. You are a saint when you leave a toxic relationship that has been going on for years, where you've been beaten down, manipulated, gaslit, whether it be a romantic relationship, a family relationship, a friendship. And not just when you are bold and leave that relationship, but when you choose to not believe those lies, when you turn around and say, no, I am worthy. These are things that can be said from here, from me up on, you know, call the pulpit. What is this called? The stage, the up front, that it might be easy for somebody from me up front to say, but these are real things that are really difficult that I'm saying today, I'm choosing to give myself credit for the everyday small choices. You are a saint when in those relationships and you choose to speak that truth about yourself, but that you choose to do that every single day, that you choose to not believe others' lies. You are a saint when you encourage others when you don't need to, when you're having a bad day. So as I think of, and as we are thinking of where we are doing this, my thought is, what's next? So when we reflect, positive reflection, we can look at all the things that, is this place gonna fall apart? Like, what is that? Well, it was nice knowing you, folks. Great. So what do we do next? So as we've done positive reflection, and we can start to say, hey, you know what? There are some really cool things about me. I really have inspired myself to do some awesome things. And we're, you know, thinking about accomplishments that you've had. What's next? With that inspiration, what can you accomplish next? What can you inspire yourself to do next? I think for me, for all of us, it can be as little as that getting up, just waking up. It can be as little as I am inspiring myself to smile and be more friendly with people, inspiring myself to show to show up here more often. I don't know, you know, things that are really hard to do. Inspiring myself to use kind words when I don't want to. Inspiring myself to, maybe what's coming to mind for you is inspiring yourself to repair a relationship that has been damaged for a long time. Or maybe it's just speaking life into a relationship that you have right now, being vulnerable and just telling somebody the way that you feel about them, whether it's a friend just telling them how much they mean to you. But we can do these really hard things. You have, as you do this positive reflection, you can look at your life and say, wow, I actually have accomplished quite a bit. And that can be the catalyst to inspire you to continue to do those things. So I guess what I'm saying today is, for myself, I get stuck in that rut where when I'm not doing positive reflection, I can get in this middle area of, well, I can't do these things because those are too hard. But then when I do take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, however long, to make a list of the things that I have done, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I have done all of these things, and that is amazing. I can look at these things in the future and be like, wow, that is really not that hard. I think of all the times that I have mended a relationship with somebody. I think of all the times that I have learned a new skill that I thought was impossible. And these are the things, this mode for myself has worked really well to help me be productive and not get stuck in this rut. And I think some people think I'm crazy. I think it's why when people ask me when I come up here to speak, they're like, are you nervous? I'm like, well, if I think about all the things that I'm not going to do, yeah. But I think about all the times that I've been up here and made an absolute fool of myself, and none of you guys said anything. You were all so kind. I'm like, well, what's the worst that could happen? So it inspires me to come back and speak again and say, hey, I can do this. So that's the inspiration that I leave you with today, is we are our own saints. We can be. And not that looking up to other folks is bad. That's really not it. I think we can both be inspired by others and absolutely be inspired by ourselves and the things that we've done and the things that we can do. So I think that is where I'll end, because if I don't, I can just go on and talk all day on this kind of stuff. But we'll make it simple, and it's really nice outside. So I will pray for us, and then we can get going. God, we ask today for more of that encouragement within ourselves, to be able to reflect on ourselves, to be able to remember the awesome things that we've done, that we are doing, to remember the awesome things that we are. And we pray for the encouragement and the power for that to inspire us to continue to do amazing things. Whether it be amazing things like taking care of our body, our mind, our spirit, or maybe that's taking care of others around us, encouraging others around us, and loving on people around us. So we thank you for this whole spectrum and our ability to reflect and our ability to move on and do great things. We thank you for the inspiration that you give us and all the examples that you've given around us and that you, most importantly, have given us ourselves. Because when we believe in ourselves and we are taking care of ourselves, God, that is when we can more effectively and more lovingly take care of others. And we thank you for that example, and we thank you for your love. Amen. Well, folks, thanks for coming to Neighborhood. Again, if this is your first time, I am not normally the speaker. Chris is out today, but we are an inclusive community here that would love to chat with you, answer questions, and then if you have been here before, don't talk to me. I'm tired. No, I'm just kidding. I'd love to chat with you. So thank you for coming, and enjoy the beautiful, beautiful weather.